Good morning. With us, our political observer, Alan Shartok. And Alan, on a Wednesday, we don't usually turn to sports, but the World Cup has people talking about Luis Suarez appearing to bite the Italian defender. He's from Uruguay and appeared to bite defender Giorgio Chiellini. Biting in sports.
Well, it's not the first time we've seen boxers who are accused of biting people's ears. I mean, the competitive edge in some of these sports is to be known as a guy who you don't mess with. We see it in politics all the time. We see people who have developed reputations as being just mean, and people are scared to go up against them because they're mean. They surround themselves with mean guys, you know, people who will take no prisoners. You know, you make a mistake, you're done. So what we have is a guy who bites and is willing to take whatever penalties come because it adds to his reputation. It gives him an edge. Children bite each other all the time, and some people, you know, never grow up.
Well, perhaps the bite is coming down on Putin in Russia as the Obama administration draws up plans to escalate sanctions against the country.
You know, this guy reminds me so much of other politicians, domestic and otherwise, who go around, say one thing, mean another thing, talk a good game, but in fact, do whatever they want. And that is certainly the game plan for Putin. Look, let's always remember we're talking about a former KGB colonel, and some things never change. You don't play by the Marcus de Queensberry rules if you're one of those guys. So he says one thing, he protects his national interests, and he protects his own personal popularity by playing to things like nationalism and doing that again and again. But the potential for other aggression is something we've seen a lot of in history by strong men, and Putin becomes scary.
Primaries yesterday, Alan. We'll try to do rapid fire here. As U.S. Representative Charles Rangel challenging State Senator Adriano Espaillat. Well, Rangel holds a lead, but still a bit too close to call.
Looks like a squeaker, but the papers are beginning to hint that Rangel's got it, albeit by a few votes. Now, we know that when the votes get counted, the system gets interesting. That's all I'm going to say.
Elise Stefanik, former Bush White House aide, has won a Republican primary for Congress in northern New York in the 21st District, defeating Matthew Doheny.
Well, it's a different name, and it's going to be an interesting race. But the real question is whether or not a third-party Green candidate can siphon enough votes in that very competitive district to hurt the Democrat.
Our political observer, Alan Shartok, joining us. Thanks, Alan.
Welcome.